We've all experienced grief, yet it remains a very strange and confusing emotion. Join me this month as we unpack grief, understanding the emotional, physical, and mental impact of loss and learn how to navigate through it. Welcome to Healing and Growing Together, the podcast. I'm your host, Niza Lebo-Piri. I'm a licensed mental health counselor and therapist, a certified life coach and speaker. Every week on this podcast, I will be bringing you psychological and scriptural perspectives on mental health and personal development to help you gain perspective, reflect, heal, and grow. Last month, we went all in discussing childhood trauma and successfully hosted our first check-in session. And I got a very overwhelming response. I am very, very grateful for every person who joined and also for every person who invited others to attend and participate. So we're having our next check-in this month on Thursday, 25th July, 2024. Please remember to join our Telegram group for details and reminders. The session will start at 20 hours, and I was so sure last time that it would last 1 hour, but we lasted an hour 30 minutes. So we'll stick with that time, and I'll try to just, you know, work with that so that I don't take you away from your life. Anyway, do remember to join the Telegram group. The link is in the show notes. Before we get into this week's episode, I need to sit in this. This is our 50th episode. Now, if you're on different apps, you might see that it's 51st episode, but the first episode that I ever did was just to introduce myself and the whole concept behind the podcast back then. So I don't really regard it as an episode as such, just an intro. But as far as publishing episodes, this will then mark our 50th. Or my 50th, whichever way. I do life with you, right? So it's ours. I wasn't going to say anything about this. I wasn't going to do anything about this. But my friend Muka insisted. She was listening to the previous episode. And she said, what are we doing for the 50th? And I was like, oh yeah, there's that. So she wanted us to have a listening party. And I was just like, dude, listen. Baby steps for me. I'm still getting there. But thank you for acknowledging my effort. And so my mentioning it right now is just to celebrate the growth, to celebrate the vulnerability I've had to sit in to come back here time and time and again, even after long spells of not being here, but still being back here. And when I first started the podcast, Niza Level Unfiltered, it was basically because I missed being on radio at the time. And I was going through things, obviously, and I needed an outlet. And so I started really coming on this platform or online and ranting and venting about the things that I was going through or experiencing. And sharing my experiences with people. I've always gotten some amazing response because my aim is just to create impact. As I've evolved and saying this right now, it's like I went from saying I want to create impact to saying I help you heal and grow. And so observing this, sitting in this, I'm very proud of myself and I'm very excited for what is to come. So from Niza Level Unfiltered to Niza Level Piri Podcast, to now healing and growing together. And it's just the 50th episode. So I'm very excited to see where this takes us. Currently, I'm doing one episode or two episodes every month. So every fortnight and one check-in session with the community Healing and Growing Together on Telegram, which this month I will definitely be sharing a little bit more. So from your nuggets, random thoughts, random reflections, and also the check-in session reminders. So I'm very excited, and yay, congratulations to me for the 50th episode, and I'll be looking out for those messages as well from you. Thank you to the day ones. These are the people who followed me from the very first episode to now. You know yourselves, and I'm grateful for you. Let's get into this week's episode. As mentioned in the show intro, this month, we are focusing on grief. This is one of my treatment areas. I specialize in supporting people through grief, and I've gained so much experience doing that. And I would like to share information with you to help you understand grief and to help you navigate these emotions that come with it. So as always, I like to start with definitions. I like to really simplify this as best as I can. Grief, firstly, is a natural emotional response to losing someone or something that is important to you. You'll hear me say this a lot, that it is a natural emotional response. Okay, it's a feeling of deep sorrow and sadness that comes from the heart when you experience a significant loss. Now, people grieve many things, and these things include, yes, the death of a loved one, the end of a relationship or a friendship. And that's why I said, so you could actually have a friend that is alive or an ex-partner that is alive, but because they are no longer actively in your life, you grieve them. Other things that we might grieve include loss of a job or a career, also an opportunity, moving away from a familiar place. Maybe you've lived in a particular house for a very long time and you've had to sell your house. I remember when my parents had to sell their house in Parklands. Jeez, I was so heartbroken. But that's something that you can grieve, a home, a street. Maybe you've lived in Zambia all your life, and now because of marriage or because of work, you have to move. And while it's a beautiful experience, just having to leave your house, leave your friends, and go and live somewhere else can still bring about a sense of sadness and sorrow. Another thing is losing a pet. And a lot of us, I think generally, maybe Zambians or Africans, we may not have so much attachment to our pets. And I'm a person, I do not like pets, but I've never owned a pet in my life. We have as a family owned maybe a cat or a dog. And come to think of it, there was a time that I tried to keep a cat because it just would end up in my flat for some reason. And so that didn't go so well. So I do not like pets, but I do understand that people hold very deep connections to their pets. And so I've seen three of my friends grieve their pets. If you found a post on social media, you would have thought it was a human that had passed on, but it was a pet. And it's very normal too. So other things that we might find ourselves grieving would also include health. So this could be health changes or a diagnosis. So some people might say, I used to be very healthy, but then because of a diagnosis, this is my state. So they grieve a certain state of fitness that they used to have or health that they used to have. Last but not the least, the loss of a dream or a significant life change. And these changes can be good, but because of the change that you have to go through, because of the adjustments that you have to go through, because of, you know, the transitions that you have to go through, it can cause sorrow. And that's what makes it confusing, because why is this a good thing, but I'm grieving? For others, it's worse than just Kitwe and Lusaka. It's I need to leave Zambia and move to the United States of America or move to Russia, and it's just like a whole strange place altogether. So the opportunity is good, but the transition and the change is also huge. So these are just some of the things that you might find yourself grieving. So grief affects us in many ways, and I just want to highlight some of these ways for you, just so that you understand and so that you know, even as you care for yourself or support others. Number one is emotional, right? And you may feel overwhelmed, you may feel numb, or you may have intense bursts of emotions, whether it's anger, you might just get angry and have an outburst of anger, whether it's just sadness, even a sense of depression or anxiety, right? Where you're just constantly anxious. I have known people who've gone through one loss after the other, and that leads into anxiety. And now whenever someone says, I'm not feeling too well, they are alarmed because what if the worst happens to this person? You might feel so many emotions. You might experience a lot of overwhelm, even numbing, just for you to, because it's a response. So you're trying to also cope and respond to all the things that you've been exposed to in terms of loss. Physically also, you may experience fatigue, headaches, or other physical symptoms. I mean, if you've been crying or you've been sleepless because of different thoughts going through your mind or because of the grief, you know, experiencing insomnia, your body will take the hit and then you have the fatigue. You might experience headaches and different physical symptoms, heart palpitations. It will be different. And so I think this is why also it's important to have a sense of self-awareness, because if you know how your heart beats on a regular basis on a normal day when your emotions are regulated, when there's a change in that, you will quickly pick on it and know that, okay, my heart races often, especially when it's time to eat, because somebody that I would eat with is not there anymore, or when I'm about to go back home from work because I know somebody that used to be there won't be home anymore. So being aware is very, very important. So we've talked about emotionally, physically. Another thing is mentally, because grief can cause confusion. It can cause forgetfulness or a lack of focus where you just find yourself zoning out. You just find yourself blacking out and you can't explain it. And that's the confusion. You can't explain it. One minute you are maybe typing something or you're having a conversation with someone. The next minute there's a trigger, maybe something they've said, maybe a smell, you know, that reminds you of the person and you just black out or you just lose focus. Many people after losing someone or something may lose interest in the things they once enjoyed, which kind of connects to how grief affects us socially, because people might withdraw from others or feel isolated and feel misunderstood. And so first is the misunderstanding. You feel misunderstood, so you isolate, right? And you withdraw from everybody else. The interesting thing about grief, even in our African setup, is that you have a lot of people around, but you still feel lonely, right? And there are times when you will feel as if everyone else is moving on with their lives too quickly and you're still yet to process that. This is probably controversial, but I like to say that just because a lot of people are around us when we have lost someone doesn't mean that we are actually grieving. There are people around, and sometimes that could also act or be a form of distraction. And you even hear it in conversations in families, like, oh, kekale ko nankwe, you know, go and sit with the person and go and distract them, go and talk to them, you know, almost as though take them out of that whole processing of what's going on and what's happening. And of course we can have a conversation of, so when do we start processing? Because when it immediately happens and people are around, you're not able to, because everybody's around planning, figuring out who's doing what and what. And also sometimes it comes with a lot of arguments in our families, which is really heartbreaking, if you ask me. So all these effects come into play. Another one that I don't want to leave out is the spiritual effect of grief, because grief can lead to questioning beliefs or even seeking new meaning to life. So you might ask questions or wonder, why would God allow this to happen? Why would God take this person away? And for some, this is where they even stop believing in God. If they were ever believing in God as Christians, they don't believe anymore. Or they then strive to live a more meaningful life, even just to honor the person or the thing that they have lost. So I think recently I experienced this. I'm not going to mention his name, but there's somebody I had never met. And I remember when he died, I really grieved his death. I didn't understand. And I was sitting at some famous place here in Kitwe, having a meal with a friend, and my friend left, so I remained alone. And then I went on social media and found that this person had passed away, and I sat there crying. It hit me so hard, and I was even trying to understand. I've never met this person before. I've engaged with their content. I've heard about them from people that they knew personally, but why am I crying? And later on, just following through what people were writing about this person, what people were saying about this person at their funeral, I just kept crying. But what I took away from them is like, oh wow, this person really lived a very meaningful life. They really lived out their life for Christ Jesus, and they dedicated their life to helping others and to loving others and to loving God. And one of my takeaways was, okay, if I'm still breathing, I want to live out my life really representing Christ in other people's lives. And so grief has that effect. And for the next person, they might just say like, oh, what's the point of believing in the same God if you're still gonna die and leave a spouse behind and leave your family behind? So there is a spiritual impact. Grief, again, is a natural response to loss. We form deep emotional connections with people, and we also do the same with things that are meaningful to us. When we lose them, the absence of the bond creates a sense of emptiness and sorrow. So you may lose someone to death, but you may also lose someone to a breakup, a divorce. Maybe there's a difference or a betrayal, and you are still going to grieve. They are not dead, but you're still going to grieve. And other things, you know, you might grieve a car. Some people will grieve their first car. This was my first car, and now I have to let it go. That will bring about, sorrow, because you had a connection with it. This also brings me to the conversation of people grieving celebrities. Like, you've never met this person, but you just developed a very deep connection with the characters that they played, and now they have passed away. You will grieve because it's an emotional connection that we build towards things, right? It's a meaning that we attach to those things also. Now, relationships and cherished possessions can be integral to our identity and our self-concept. This is because they reflect who we are, our values and our life stories. So their loss can challenge our sense of self and stability. For example, when I lost my grandfather, and I'll always share about this in my vulnerability, I will not withhold any experiences. But when I lost my grandfather, it really broke me because he made me feel safe. If anything happened to my parents or to our family, I just had a feeling that I had my grandfather. Then he died. I was 11 years old, but the impact was huge. So every time there was something happening in our family, I'd almost think as though if grandpa was around, this wouldn't be happening. Or if grandpa was around, I'd run to him. You know, simple things like school fees, ya shupa. And I'm just there thinking like, if my grandfather was around, the school fees would have been paid. Like, some of us would have been like educated in the, you know, overseas because my grandfather was that guy. So it's that. It's the security, it's the self-concept that is connected or that is attached to the person. And so when they are not there anymore, you grieve. And if you're following me on social media, I do have some videos and some conversations about how it took me 12 years to grieve my grandfather and to accept that he was gone. 12 years. I was in denial for a long time. I was bargaining half the time there were things going on in our family. And so, yeah, it's very normal to go through that as well. So loss signifies a transition and a change. And it can be very challenging to go through change or transition. So the process of adapting to life without the person or the thing involves grieving the change itself. The disruption of the routine and the adjustment to the new reality can be hard. So if you used to receive a good morning text from someone, for example, and then suddenly they don't do it anymore, that can be crushing. Whether it's because they've passed on or it's because you've broken up, you will grieve. And I'm sharing this to validate your emotions and to also provide insight for your understanding. Maybe, and just maybe, you won't be too hard on yourself when you feel sad that someone or something is no longer in your life. So I've shared a lot in this episode. There's more that I'll be sharing both on social media, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, both on Healing and Growing Together platforms, but also NISA Level Period platforms. So if you can follow me there, as always, I'll share in the show notes where you can follow. But I want to leave you with some reflection questions, because I'm just not giving you information, but I want you to start your process, right? Such that when we get to our check-in session, we've already done some work and we've already covered some space. So two reflection questions out of this podcast, out of this episode for this particular week. Number one, what loss has significantly impacted your life? It could be one, it could be two or three. I want you to write them down. What loss has significantly impacted your life? Number two, how has this loss affected your daily life and your sense of self? I want you to write it down. I've given you how many examples? 2-3 examples. I have grieved the loss of my grandfather before. I have grieved me outgrowing radio and broadcasting. I have... And you know, when I talk about outgrowing radio and broadcasting, because I did TV, I did radio. When I started outgrowing that space, I spent almost 4 years bargaining, almost 4 years angry at the system. Almost 4 years, such that by the time I got to a place of acceptance and started saying, okay, Lord, what else will you do with my life? And getting into mental health care, I had gone back to radio. I left radio for like 2.5 years, then got back again. Within 8 months, I was like, tapalo fondichta, I'm out. Let me just leave this be. And then left. So it does affect me, like it did affect me rather. And I kind of struggled because of the sense of self that I had or that I felt in connection to what I used to do before. So to transition into what I do today, I had to grieve. I had to allow myself to grieve what used to be. So number one, what loss has significantly impacted your life? Number two, how has this loss affected your daily life and your sense of self? Write them down, think through. So as you are doing your reflection, I want you to know that on Thursday, 25th July, I'll be hosting a live online check-in session. It is free for everybody and it's going to be via Google Meet. Join the Telegram group. There's a link in the show notes. That's where I'll be sharing updates, nuggets, and reminders. Okay, so please do join in. And I'm looking forward to meeting you there and hearing about your reflections. Also answering your questions. There was a lot of questions during the last check-in. So I'm looking forward to that in the next. I want to say thank you for joining me. And I hope that today's episode sets you up on your journey to understanding and healing from grief. Remember, healing starts with awareness and conversation. So share this episode with someone and hopefully this is a person that is safe and you can continue the conversation with them. Until next time, I wish you healing and growth. Goodbye. This podcast represents the opinions of myself and my guests. The content here should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult with your healthcare professional for any individual medical questions you may have. I welcome any comments, corrections of errors, and suggestions to improve the podcast.